The Riot Act. Where the hell had he dredged that from? Carrot, probably. It hadn't been used for as long as Vimes could remember, and that was no wonder when you knew what it really did. Even Vetinari would hesitate to use it. Now it was nothing more than a phrase. Thank goodness for trollish illiteracy. It was when Vimes stood back to admire his handiwork that he saw the glow in the sky over Park Lane almost at the same time as he heard the clatter of iron boots on the street. "Oh, hello, little bottom," he said. "What now? Don't tell me someone set fire to the Clatchian embassy." "All right, sir," said the dwarf. She stood uncertainly in the middle of the alley, looking worried. "Well," said Vimes, "you said..." With a sinking feeling, Vimes remembered that the generic dwarfish skill with iron was matched only by the fumble-fingered grasp of irony. "The Clatchian embassy is really on fire?"
"Yes, sir,"